Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Stephen H. Baum back on the show. Stephen Baum is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a former member of the Booz Allen Hamilton organization, a former partner there. He's been an independent consultant now for quite some time, a Vistage leader for a number of years. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, and he's our good friend, Stephen Baum. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Glad to be here. You know, you follow the rules my roommate from school told me about being a teacher and an inspirer of the students. He said, you got to show a lot of energy and you got to care about them, and once you do those two things, you're home.
Yeah. Well, he was right, wasn't he?
He sure was.
Well, I know that's what you do. I know that's what you do with your Vistage folks, your Vistage members. And folks, remind the audience what a Vistage group looks like, Stephen.
This is a group of business owners who get together to coach each other with a trained executive leadership coach in the room.
Like you.
So, like me. That's right. Mm-hmm. There's about 600 of 600 folks who do what I do, who bring these groups together and then work with them to improve their performance, to make better decisions, get better results.
So you're the shepherd of the group. And
that's right. And, that's a good way to put it. I do consider them my flock.
Well, and we're the beneficiaries of what Stephen learns when he talks to, when he herds these cats in these group meetings. And so one of the things that you want to talk about today is where these companies are, who are obviously still in business, if they're still meeting, where they are today. Here we are now, 3 years since the end of the last recession. This recovery has been laborious. Talk to us about what you're finding.
Well, one of the things that happens in these group sessions and in the one-to-ones is you get inside the mind, inside the heart, inside the gut of each other. And what's happening is there's basically two different conditions. There's one set of guys whose businesses still have some wind at their back. And those guys are being rifle-shot opportunists. So we have a restaurant group that's building out a major new location with borrowed money, a company in the employment screening business that has filled out its senior team with a key new hire and made a game-changing international acquisition. The other half of the group, I would say, are finding this recovery harder, mm-hmm. More challenging, slower.
What type of industries would they represent?
Sorry?
What type of industry would they represent?
Well, it's all over the place.
Are there issues because of their own circumstances or because of their industry?
That's a great question. My view, just listening to them, is they're much more fit than they were in 2009.
Right.
They've survived.
Anybody who's still in business is by definition,
right. They're survivors, and at this moment they don't view survival as on the table, but there's not a lot of air in the tank. So a materials company, for example, mm-hmm. that takes minerals from the beginning to the end product it's made out of, mm-hmm. They're working on selling off the businesses. There's two or three businesses in the company that have the most challenged futures. They're rethinking where they're taking their risks. Mm-hmm. They're changing their incentive plans to motivate people who are, frankly, a lot of their key guys are sort of tired.
The thing I'm hearing you say that seems to be consistent across all these different opportunity stories, whether there's great opportunity or questionable, is that all of these people are taking action.
Oh, there's no question
about that. They're not frozen. They're not locked up. There are no deer in the headlights. These people, whether it's looking for an opportunity or dealing with a challenge, they're taking action.
There's a home remodeling company in the group that already pruned its costs, so it's not going to get any better in the face of flat demand or worse. What they've done is they went out and hired a new CMO, that's an investment, a chief marketing officer, and they've redoubled their direct marketing. There's an insurance broker in the healthcare field that's facing an enormous amount of uncertainty because people don't know what's really going to happen with healthcare.
Right.
And he's gone on the road with a new training package for his producers
and is rousing
the troops.
These are folks, ladies and gentlemen, who have great opportunity and some that are still concerned about the opportunity, but they're all taking action. That's the lesson that you should take away from what Stephen has told us today so far. We'll take a quick break, right back with Stephen H. Baum after these messages with more of these kinds of lessons. I told you we'd get smarter when Stephen joined us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.